The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from chemistry and biochemistry, it's Professor Kendra Evans.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good. Every time I'm here, it's good.
It's good. This is like our salon.
That's right.
Not hair salon, our relaxation salon.
Oh, I was going to say
salon.
Bubble baths and back rubs.
That would be nice. That'd be nice if someone donated that.
It's possible.
Hint, hint.
Just saying.
Jacuzzi tub. Yeah. You
know. For those with ears to hear.
My line of the week, the whole week, and Kendra already heard me say it because we were teaching together at 2 o'clock, is there really are only 4 weeks left in the semester. It's over
okay,
in the blink of an eye.
Okay, but does that include finals week?
Finals week is also a different beast. Is that really a week?
It's a week with my duties. I have stuff to do.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I just don't see it that way. I'm trying to winnow it down as quickly as possible.
I know, but mine ends like on Saturday and yours ends on like Tuesday.
That is also true.
Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't have brought that up.
Yeah. Sore subject.
Yes.
Saturday finals.
Sore subject. We can continue around the table. We're favored again with our guest panelists, Professor Pat DeVoy from Health Information Management.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks again for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you here, Pat. What's going on in health professions these days?
Just lots of things. We have to keep up with healthcare, which is constantly changing.
That's for sure. Professor Stephanie Conan is here from biology.
Hello.
You're recovering. We heard about your many ills.
It's been quite the semester.
This all happened. Oh, this was last week. It wasn't this week.
It was last week.
Okay.
We have broken pipes in our house too, so we don't have hot water upstairs. Yes. Oh. In the house. I know. It's been quite the.
You can't wait till the end of the year.
Time. I need a vacation with a shower in a car.
A vacation with a shower.
Instead, I just eat my kids' Halloween candy and it makes me feel better, so it's fine.
Also, very good idea.
Yeah, that is good.
We know what happens in the Mayo household with candy.
$100,000. It's just I only get it once a year, and then I remember why I don't like it, and then I
That's what I bought to give out.
They're really good.
I've got 2 bags of it.
They're so good.
But that
my son won't believe that it's good. And I was like, hand them over then.
They won't eat them. Oh, my gosh.
Why do they not believe it? I mean, what is...
I don't care.
Why
it's okay if he doesn't want it. I'll take it.
It's...
Totally fine.
That's
chocolate
incredible.
Wrapped in
they're like a Nestle Crunch with caramel.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all good news.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies. You specifically sought out $100,000 to give out.
No, I just saw him in the store and I thought that looks good, so that's what I bought.
Continuing around the table, Professor Dan Maggio is here from the FIRST organization. Do you specifically give something out?
Yes, I'll tell you my candy story.
Yeah.
So I bought candy at Walgreens, and it sat on the kitchen table for a week. And then the Monday night before Halloween, I said, I'm just going to open one bag.
Oh, no.
Which I never do. And then it took me all 5 minutes to eat every single Snickers peanut butter bar.
Snickers?
This is why I don't buy candy during the year.
Yep.
Because I will just eat it. But do you have the Snickers peanut butter?
Yeah. Oh, those are so good.
Really
I know.
Good.
Why aren't they like everywhere? Like, why are there other Snickers?
Coma is less,
that's why they did less. So anyway, yes. So I go to Ferndale to a friend of mine's house, and we pass out candy.
That's cool. That's cool. Excellent. Professor Dave Chow is here, and also was not at home.
I was not at home.
Not at home.
I was passed out elsewhere, but no, I was not.
Were you at the big GAR
No.
Party?
Actually, I was working on those political ads that we had talked about.
Oh, that's right.
The ones you drew.
Pardon?
The ones you drew.
Yes, the ones I drew and redrew again.
You're famous. We're going to see if we can get rid of the gerrymandering next week.
We'll see what happens.
It should be very interesting. Very interesting.
We shall see.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Ballot proposals, fruit snacks. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on the Facebook. Dear Matt and panelists, I hope this email finds everyone on the panel well. I haven't sent in questions in a while. But now I have some time on my hands, having recently undergone knee surgery.
I'm
laid up for a little bit, and we'll have some more time to dig up trivial facts and toss your way. I hope I won't be flooding the airwaves with my questions, but beyond my physical therapy, sitting down with an iPad and coming up with questions will be one of my tonics. Below are 20 questions of all kinds to challenge the professors as well as spur hilarious discussion. That never happens.
Nah, not here.
Warmest regards from Valencia, California, Frank Burroughs.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
I thought it might be Mary Jackman for a hot second.
Oh, Valencia?
No, knee surgery.
Oh, knee surgery. Oh, my. Thought she was moving to Valencia.
No. Maybe.
Okay, so these are all over the map. No real theme, and I've looked ahead. This should be interesting.
So we're going to get all of them.
Fruits next.
Most likely.
Uh-oh, they're tough ones.
On average, which country's population reads the most per week? 10 hours and 42 minutes.
Norway.
No, it's not Norway. That's exactly what I thought.
Finland.
It's not Finland. It's not Scandinavia.
Switzerland.
Japan.
Oh.
No.
China.
What was the first one you said?
Japan.
Nope, not Japan and China. Nope.
Thailand.
So, but you reacted like I was close.
Korea.
I just couldn't hear.
Sounds like
Laos.
South Korea.
Burma.
No.
Vietnam.
It is either the first or the second most populous country in the world.
India.
Yes.
Oh. India. Reads the most per
10 week? Hours, 42 minutes per week per citizen.
Wow.
I don't even see how that's possible. Oh. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I'm like, how much do I
good
read?
Writing
I guess I
there.
Read for about 10 include? Hours a week, but, you know.
But what are you reading?
I mean, yeah, what are they reading?
If you're reading text messages.
Yeah. Back of a cereal box.
Text messages.
I mean, are you doing, like, Indian Sudoku road or signs. What? I mean, what?
Does it count if it's during prayer or something, though?
Possibly.
Does that have something to do with it? Is there reading scripture or something?
Plus, when your capital N is that large, if there's like just one guy that reads for 100% of his week, and it's, you know, it's trying to make the statistics work. What U.S. president was the first who obtained a brown belt in judo? Everybody's forgotten Olympic sport, judo.
Truman.
Wasn't Truman.
Like an Eisenhower? Maybe like somebody in the military?
Nope.
Was it Roosevelt?
It was definitely military. Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt is what it says here.
I was going to say,
I didn't know they had brown belts back then.
Yeah, there you go.
They had suspenders.
If you want a really, really eye-opening look into the statistics of what is called, it used to be called unintentional bias and now has a different name because even the word bias is biased in the modern literature, they did a scan of all the Olympic matches ever in judo. Where the two players dress in red and blue, and there's a statistically significant group of judges, because in judo you do things and then they judge you. It's not like you knock somebody down. Red wins some statistically significant greater amount of time, so they had to change the colors of the outfits because it meant it was more aggressive and that person always got more points.
Like isn't red cars get pulled over more often.
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very similar. Yeah, absolutely. What does one fear if you possess pentherophobia? Pentherophobia.
Does that have to do with five at all?
I thought pent, but that's not what this is.
Oh, because I thought I said panther. I'm thinking fear of pants? I'm like...
Or fear of the band Pantera. Pantera. I knew Stephanie would laugh at that one. Pantherophobia.
Panthera.
I suppose it could be pentherophobia, but makes more sense. It's all Greek to me.
Or Latin.
Mm-hmm. No ideas.
Okay. Not a clue.
Is it a person, place, or thing?
Type of therapy?
It is actually, you're afraid of a kind of person. The best trivia that I could give is, in Croswell, Michigan, there is a rickety bridge that spans the river there that has a very important sign right outside of it.
Fear of trolls?
No.
Oh.
Old people?
It's a word, it's a chance at some Michigan trivia here, and I've pretty much failed, because I don't know how many of you have been to Croswell.
No jumping? Nope.
So, pantherophobia is a fear of your mother-in-law. The sign, for a very, very long time, the sign at this rickety footbridge over the river says, be kind to your mother-in-law in Croswell. And I always think that that's really funny.
Mm-hmm. But,
yes. Actually, it says here, an irrational fear of your mother-in-law. So, there must be a different phobia for a totally rational
fear.
For a
rational fear.
Yeah, exactly. Makes sense to me. According to this list of questions, there's only one country that begins with the letter O. What is it?
Oman.
Oman.
It's Oman. Yeah, it is Oman. Nice. I just turned the O. So everybody else
I got a head start already. If I started first.
The Omanis live.
You were hoping the rest of us would fill it in for you.
Well, I was going to say Omar, but I knew that wasn't right.
That is awesome.
It didn't sound right. So.
That is awesome. Oh, my gosh. James Bay. Forms the southern end of what larger bay?
Hudson Bay.
Hudson Bay, yes. Answering it like someone who grew up in Erie. I just assume you know everything about the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Yeah, I do. That's it.
Am I right?
I do.
I do. Takes a sip of coffee,
yes.
Where's my pipe?
Tell me more about the St. Lawrence Seaway. Oh, my gosh. That's pretty freaky stuff. I can't help but not let this chance slip by because I know that these episodes are going to air in November and December and everything, but I go to these websites all the time every year because I'm so obsessed with Halloween, and real people send in their ghost stories, you know, and then they get judged, and whatever one is deemed the best wins the award and whatever. And the one this year is still making the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I think I could tell it quickly, but it reminds me of this. The family was with a larger portion of their family near a shallow river, and it's kind of terrifying. You know, everybody's having fun, and someone screams, and they see one of the little toddlers face down, floating down in the river. So they rescue her, and she's not, you know, responding to the CPR. And the little brother remembered back to his parents that, for lack of a better description, a man dressed like a beggar immediately appeared and asked if he could have some of their food. And the little brother's like, oh my gosh, my little sister may have just fallen into the river and all this. Like, what's your problem? Like, yeah, take whatever you want. We're focused over here. And then you never hear from this character ever again. Well, the little boy has a dream that night with the same old man, only he's dressed extremely lavishly in velvet, is the way he described it. And describes it to the family later on, going, wasn't that weird? And one of the family members goes and grabs the Book of the Saints off the shelf and flips to the middle and says, this is what he looked like in your dream? Because that's St. Clement, who is the patron saint of people who are about to drown. And he says, that's the exact guy that I saw in my dream. And that, I don't know, that just freaks me out. Mm-hmm. Totally. I like that. That's what I was thinking of when I was thinking of Hudson Bay.
Do they submit these stories in writing?
They submit them in writing. Who knows if they're true or not? Yeah, that's it doesn't what I was matter. Gonna say. The oral tradition is good enough for me. It's just, they're there to freak you out, you know? So I thought that was
cool. Could I ask a question? Did you ever go, like, ghost hunting or?
Yeah, never done it. Never done it.
I would do that.
You would do that?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
You know that you can spend the night in the basement of the Whitney for a small fee. You literally bring your sleeping bag, and that's supposed to be Detroit's most haunted building. So freaky stuff. Freaky Sounds stuff. I'll take you up on it.
Bucket list.
Oh, my wife would be there in like 5 seconds.
I'm not saying nothing.
She loves that stuff.
I'm not saying nothing. I do one paranormal show, and I got plenty of deal with
it. Oh, that's right.
Yes, we saw the Dead Files. They were on last night.
That is right.
But it was in California, so we didn't watch. What company sold the line of computers with the brand name Tandy?
Or Radio Shack.
Radio Shack, that's right.
Yeah, those guys.
I read about it. I wasn't around.
The Tandy computers.
I remember it.
Do you remember they used to get free batteries out? I remember that.
I tell you what, let's go buy some free batteries on our break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
This set of questions comes from Amy DeSantis, and she writes, I've decided to take pity on you and send you more questions. Harry Truman once said that if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. So I've decided.
It didn't work for me.
You mean Buddy.
I got Buddy.
That's right. You're probably sleeping with Buddy right now.
Who doesn't? I'm sorry. Hillary's mad at me.
So these are questions about the first dogs, as Amy calls them. What American president is considered the father of the American foxhound?
I did not have sex with that foxhound.
I don't think you should share that.
Washington.
That's right.
No.
He crossed the staghounds given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette with his own smaller black and tan Virginia hounds, creating the American foxhound.
I'll be darned.
Roof.
He did this, but the guy couldn't seem to win a battle.
Well, he's too busy taking pictures of these dogs fooling around. You know?
And we're back. Dave was just telling us all about Radio Shack's last gasp ad campaign. They were going to put in Radio Shack vending machines. That also reminds me that I guess Reese's had vending machines available on Halloween where you put in any non-Reese's candy and it gave you Reese's candy back. I thought that was
weird.
Pretty good.
What?
I know, not around here. Not around here. But they existed. They existed. Mm. What was the surname of the main family on the TV show Dallas?
Ewing.
Ewing.
J.R. Ewing.
The Ewings. Whatever happened to the... I mean, everything is being rebooted. But it was rebooted a few years ago. Did it last? Is it gone?
No, it's still on. It lasted one season.
No, it's still on the CW.
Is it?
So that's really? Dynasty. Sorry.
That's Dynasty, yeah.
They're it's all interchangeable, isn't it? Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a subdivision out by me, and every street is named after a character from...
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
So who wants Dallas. To live on JR Street?
They do. Somebody does. There's like, I don't know, remember all their names.
There's Miss LA Street?
I don't.
Oh, so that was Barbara Bel. No, is that
Barbara Belgetti's?
Belgetti's. Yeah. Okay, I wasn't sure. Stanwyck.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Now, is there also like a huge pool that people wrestle in evening gowns to throw one another into?
I've been driven through. I've just driven by the entrance and seen a couple
girl fight.
My.
Hair pulling.
No, there isn't that, but one of us will disappear for 2 or 3 years and then just appear in a shower scene and then we're back. You know, why not just do it that way?
It's like watching Days of Our Lives or General Hospital style.
The part of Stephanie Conant will be played by... I know.
Surprise, Stefano's not dead.
She's back.
She had amnesia. I know, right?
Amnesia.
It was her evil
Sean
twin.
Sean saved Marlena again.
Who had amnesia?
Right. He brought her the magical orchid.
How can I not bring up one of my favorite Simpsons jokes? Like, how do you write for a soap opera? Well, you just write one mundane thing and then write sexy results after. And then everything just comes to bear. What Charles Dickens novel features a character named Mr. Wardle? Wardle.
Mr. Wardle.
Where's Heather when we need her?
I know. I know.
Somebody that like reads 10 hours a week or something. Yeah,
where's an Indian person when we need
her? The initials for the novel title are PP, which should be good enough, I think.
Pickwick Papers.
The Pickwick Papers.
Yes. Say, no.
I was going to Peyton Place?
Mr.
Peter Pan.
Mr. Pickwick. Who gave rise to an adjective, you know, Pickwickian for somebody with a very round belly.
Yeah, exactly.
Peyton Place by Charles Dickens.
If you haven't...
I remember when that was on TV when I was a kid.
I'm going to write that when I retire.
Oh, my gosh.
Starring Dorothy Malone.
What was Tom Clancy's first published novel, 1984?
Oh, good grief.
Hunt for Red October?
It was The Hunt for Red October, yeah. How about that for
that was a
starting
good one.
Novel?
That was a good one.
It's one of the best. That is one of my favorite movies of all time. I just love that. Sean Connery. One ping only. In the Bible... What was the fourth plague brought upon Egypt? The fourth plague.
Frogs.
It wasn't frogs.
Locusts?
It wasn't locusts.
Fourth plague. Boils?
Not boils.
Fox News.
Sorry.
I never bothered to number them.
I know, I'm trying to think.
The last one.
That chronological. Yeah, exactly.
Let me think.
You said locusts.
Nile turns to blood.
Firstborn male. What else was there?
That was the last one.
Okay. Bad mortgages?
No.
The turkey is a little dry.
Turkey is a little dry.
That was one of the plagues.
The Ten Commandments.
I'm sort of surprised that you guys don't know this one.
Don't tell us, yeah.
Hold on.
I mean, Jim was close with locusts, but it's more specific.
Flies, mosquitoes.
Attack of the flies.
Oh, the flies.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. The attack of the whistle pigs. Taco cans.
Flies, yes. What company fashions the NFL's Vince Lombardi trophy every year? I think it's made out of silver.
What, like
that's the NFL's...
Tiffany's?
It is Tiffany's, but Tiffany... I mean, Tiffany's does metal work.
Yeah, they do.
Better known for glass, though, right?
Yeah.
No, they do gold and silver now.
Do they? Yeah. Okay. All right, well... What do I know?
They hire well, too.
I don't think too much about the Super Bowl until it's upon me because, you know, we just don't worry about that in Detroit.
We're not in it.
Don't.
Ever.
We just
don't. Are we getting better, though?
We're getting lateral.
better.
It's like one step forward and a step and a half back.
Or to the side. To the side.
To the side.
The big deal lately was our coach, Matt Patricia, who kind of, I'm just going to say it on the air, he seems like a nice guy, knows a lot about football, that's great. He dresses kind of dumpy. I mean, that's his trademark. Big unkempt beard. And he yelled at a reporter at their last press conference to sit up straight. And he was completely serious. So they're like, how about you start winning and then we'll,
Did you notice that they didn't say who it was? They finally released who it was, who the reporter was.
Right. Because it was behind closed doors or whatever. But just...
And actually, the papers actually got it wrong.
Prior to becoming the president of the United States, what a government title did FDR hold?
He was the Secretary of the Navy, Undersecretary
wasn't
of the
he,
Navy.
Was he a,
that, you
a
know,
judge?
That may be true, but that's not what it says here.
Oh.
I don't know if
Governor
you would
of New York after that.
Governor of New York, so that's okay. What I got here. Yeah, that was,
I thought you meant what federal government.
I see. Oh. Would he have been, Jim, Governor of New York before he became president?
Yes, just okay. Before.
There you go. I always was a Yankees fan, so it works out all right. Oil wrestling is the national sport of a country. What country is the country?
It couldn't be Saudi Arabia.
It is not Saudi Arabia.
Kuwait?
Indonesia?
Dubai? Kuwait?
No.
Who else has oil?
There's an OPEC nation.
Greece? Yeah.
It's not Greece. Good night, everybody.
Is it, can I guess Canada?
It's not Canada.
Turkey. Your tongue.
Canada's national sport is lacrosse, and everybody knows
curling.
It.
Curling.
Oh, curling, pardon me. Yes.
But Sarnia area is known for oil. So
that is true.
I thought.
So is Alberta.
Oil Alberta. Wrestling?
I believe they're meaning like mineral oil or olive oil.
Why I said Greece.
Oh, Italy?
It's not Italy. It is not Italy.
Sicily.
Sardinia?
This country would have been called a long time
Portugal?
Ago. It was called Asia Minor.
Turkey.
I was going to say, it's not Vatican City.
So. I said that before.
It's not Vatican City.
It's not Ireland. Okay.
Did you, Professor Tebbs, witness any of this?
No, I didn't see any oil wrestling while I was there.
Did you
participate
in it?
Well, they were representing well.
No, I did not participate either. I did hear about it, but I didn't see
it. It is the national sport.
It's a national sport?
Oh, my gosh. It's the national sport of the country.
How do you train for that?
Maybe it reduces
you go to frat parties, I think.
Oh, my gosh. What is the first name of Andy Griffith's TV character, Matlock? That was his last name.
Ben.
It's Ben. Oh, my gosh. Kendra. Nice. All right. Start humming the old title song.
Don't
there.
Ask me to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Were you a Matlock fan?
I love Matlock.
No, Perry Mason.
Oh, well, I mean,
like Perry Mason, but Matlock.
Matlock style. I mean, he was sort of an all shucks style, but he would get right to the.
Matlock?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and right he was so point. Frugal.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap, really. Better way.
I heard he's that way in real life, too.
Andy Griffin.
Yeah. Okay. I believe
he's
so.
One of the toughest autographs to get.
Oh.
He's pretty snarly.
That sounds like a challenge. Yeah. Right, get on that.
He sings some nice gospel music.
Okay.
That is also true. It's also a true statement. According to this website, fashionbeans.com.
Of course.
What is Michigan's most iconic restaurant?
Ooh. Iconic. What, the Rooster Tail?
It's not the Rooster Tail.
The Sin
Buddy's Pizza?
Yeah. Little Caesars.
Is it in the Detroit area?
It is not.
Oh.
Probably Birmingham, Bloomfield Hills.
But like the Red Further. Fox?
Further away.
Oh.
Further away.
What's in Grand Rapids?
It's not Grand Rapids.
Traverse City.
Nope.
Mackinac.
Nope.
Frankenmuth.
Holland.
Frankenmuth.
Oh, Zender's.
Oh,
is it Zender's?
German one. No, Varian Inn.
I was going to say Taco Bell for you, Kendra, but no.
Taco Bell does well in Plymouth, I will tell you. Yeah.
Because of you, right?
Yeah.
The owner of Taco Bell is just
I believe my oldest daughter, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Frankenmuth's Bavarian Inn, and it's Glockenspiel.
So that is Michigan's...
most iconic restaurant.
Oh, iconic.
Now, how do you measure
just
that?
Just iconic. You know, yeah, sure.
Mm. Yeah, but there are people that go there. Like, they plan their holiday around that restaurant.
Yep.
That's true.
I like going there. I don't plan my holiday around it.
I've known people that have gone to Zender's for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Isn't Zender's the one with the water park, though?
No.
I think Bavarian Inn.
They're not. It's not attached to it.
No, I think it is Zender's.
But it's not attached to it.
Yeah, but it's where the water park is.
It's good chicken.
What's that?
The water park is in Bavarian Inn.
By Bertrand.
Yes, and there's one at Bronx.
Oh, now, Freeway Fritz?
It's Zender's.
Is that all the massive
sure
plates
it.
Of everything?
I'm positive it's not.
Yes, except for I don't
because
think
it's
there anymore, unfortunately. Okay. Wow, what a gear shift. From Bavarian Inn to who was once married to George Sanders, Herbert Hunter, Jack Ryan, and Conrad Hilton, although not all at the same time. Wow, that took the air out of the room.
Well,
name him again?
Oh, yeah. George Sanders, Herbert Hutner. Oh, Hutner. My bad. Bad vision. Jack Ryan and Conrad Hilton.
Oh, was once not like a Debbie Reynolds
or
Judy Garland.
You're in the right generation of...
Ava Gardner.
Getting closer. How about, let's see. I know exactly where to hit Professor Chow when I need a correct response.
Oh,
what if I said Green Acres.
Grable.
Oh, Zsa Zsa.
It was Zsa Zsa.
Oh, Zsa Zsa
Gabor. Oh, okay. No, that's Ava Gabor.
I know. Oh, I'm just trying to get to the Gabors.
Oh, did you have...
Zsa Zsa had more marriages than Ava, though, I think.
And that is...
She had nine, didn't she?
Follow-up question eight. Other than these four people, how many other people did she marry?
I think she had either eight or nine.
Five more, yeah. It was nine total.
See, I still remember the most iconic line I thought of Green Acres. Ava Gabor, you know, Lisa Douglas told, you know, her husband said, but I could do great Zsa Zsa Gabor imitations. So, I thought that was one of my favorites.
Oh, Zsa Zsa. We miss you. What Shakespearean character has the most lines of any Shakespearean character in any play that Shakespeare wrote?
Lear?
No.
Oh,
the most
this person
lines.
Is definitely known for monologuing. I can tell you that right now.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, yes.
Jay Leno is not.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, Hamlet. Peter Porker, The Amazing Spider, Hamlet. Yes. What U.S. state's highest point is referred to as Gannett Peak? Where is Gannett Peak?
Wait, Idaho?
It's not Idaho, but it's really
Wyoming.
Close to Idaho.
Wyoming.
It's Wyoming. Yeah, Wyoming.
You guys know your stuff. That's all.
I know we've had the question before. What's the highest peak in Michigan? Is it like in Garden City or something like that?
Yes, what, 30
Mount
feet?
Trashmore?
Mount Trashmore?
Mount Trashmore.
No, it would be in the UP.
It's not Mount Holly. It's not Pine Knob.
Those are not mountains. They're just hills. And,
not down here, though.
And the escarpment on Mount Clemens is snowy this time of the year. So. Oh, sorry.
Be careful when you speak of the Clem.
Right.
Be careful. I guess we're going back to Professor Chow again. What is Canada's largest province by area?
Ontario.
Ontario, yeah.
Yeah, it is Ontario. The American beat you.
It's okay.
He's a well-traveled American.
Yeah, I'm not loyal to Ontario. I mean, I wasn't born there or anything, so my parents...
You weren't. No, that is true.
That's true. You're from the other side, actually.
I'm a prairie boy, so...
Yeah, you are. You were.
So.
It's still cold there, though.
No, it's actually the warmest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, last week
but
it was
still cold.
Cold enough.
Yeah, okay.
Cold enough because you're from Alberta.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. I like it. We just roll. You know, dress well for it, so.
Speaking of heat, I'm starting to sweat in the old, you know, what are we in? Studio. That thing.
The oven.
Studio. I nearly said, what are we in? The Ontario.
It's the pressure. It's the pressure.
Yeah, it is the pressure. Let's see, one more question from these questions from Frank. These have been really, really great, Frank. Thanks for sending them in. What folk hero was known as the king of the wild frontier?
Davy Crockett.
I was going to say Jim Tubbs.
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett.
King
That's
of
right.
the wild frontier.
No, that was also Fess Parker, right?
Killed him a bar when he was only three.
He used his bare hands, B-A-R-E.
See, that's what always threw me. It was Davy Crockett. And Daniel Boone was played by Fess Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So I could never, you know, wait, both of you guys wore coonskin caps, right?
They were from different states.
Oh, we'll have to do our raccoon skin cap research offline. It's time for us to say goodbye. Dave.
See ya.
Dan.
Ciao.
Jim.
Bye.
Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Pat.
Goodbye.
Kendra.
Bye.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu, tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor, or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM, or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.